بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله. This is our final session and we need to finish our discussion about akhlaq and the soul. We said that in the process of building ourselves, there are some very general stages. One is that we need to become awake, and then we need to attend to ourselves, then we need to know ourselves, and then we need to look after ourselves in the spiritual sense. And for doing this, we need to have proper beliefs. Faith is very important. We need also to observe Sharia, to perform obligations and refrain from haram. And this is very important. And the third is, which is maybe the most difficult one, is to improve our qualities of the soul. If there are bad qualities, we should stop them. We should change them into good ones. If we have good qualities, we should strengthen them. This is very important. And there are different methods for doing this. For example, suppose I am a person who wants to be generous. I am not a generous person and I want to become generous. What should I do? There are different suggestions. One suggestion is that you need practice. Although it is, for example, very difficult for you to spend money, but try to force yourself to spend money. For example, whenever you go out with your friends, try you be the one who pays. In the beginning, maybe it's killing you that you are paying, you know, for your friends. But gradually, it becomes a habit. Or if you have guests, it would be very difficult for you to bring good, you know, food or, you know, good sweet or candies for him. But force yourself to do this. And gradually, by doing this, you will lose the habit of being miserable and being, you know, not prepared to spend money. Or if you are, for example, a person who is fearful, you cannot stay at home when you are alone or when it is dark, you feel, you know, very frightened. So the suggestion is that try to gradually do the opposite. So try to stay at home alone and little by little increase the time. So gradually you become used to staying alone. Or the thing about, you know, going and walking when it is dark and so on and so forth. If you are not a person who is kind to others, try to show and pretend that you are kind, and gradually you become used to it. So this is one general method. But this method is very much time consuming, because you need to sort out every habit separately. And it takes time. And there are many, many bad qualities inside us. The other way, which is suggested by the Quran, and Allama Tabatabai in his Tafsir al-Mizan, he says that as far as we know, this is unique. This is only the Quran that has taught us this method. And it's a universal method for all kind of problems in our heart or in our spirit. And that is to increase your awareness of Tawheed. Allama Tabatabai says that if we can be really muwahhid, a monotheist, if we can really worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that He is the only one who is the Lord and Master of the universe, and every harm and benefit comes from Him, if we really absorb this, all problems will finish. Because the reason for all these problems is that we think that other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are people or there are things that can benefit or harm us. If I am a person who is not prepared to spend money, this is because I think that it's me and my skills that brings, you know, risk and sustenance for me. Or because I have fear that if I spend, I may become poor. But if I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes me rich or poor, of course I should do my efforts, but I shouldn't worry. Allah is there and He makes sure that whatever is best for me, that will happen. Or for example, about people who are jealous, if they know that whatever people have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instead of trying to damage someone or harm someone who has some good quality or some good, you know, thing, I should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the same or even better. Why I should feel jealous about other people? Or if, for example, I am a person who wants always to be praised by others, who wants to show off, if I am a real muwahhid, I will not do that. I will say, the only one to whom I should present myself and to whom I should try to become closer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, by strengthening our awareness of Tawheed, we can solve all moral problems. And Allama Tabatabai, as I said, says that this is exclusive to the Quran. This method is very important. So try to absorb Tawheed. Unfortunately, many people think is that Tawheed is just a principle of faith. Just you say, God is the one. He has no partner, no part, no constituent. No, Tawheed is very far-reaching. Tawheed has formed every aspect of Islam. You cannot find any aspect of Islam, whether belief, whether Sharia, whether akhlaq, whether arts, whether civilization, whatever, in which there is no Tawheed. Tawheed is very universal and very far-reaching and influential principle. And with proper understanding of Tawheed, you can regulate your life and life of society. Even when we want to talk about Islamic political system, we need to start with Tawheed. And that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has the right to be over it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us free. No one has right to be over it other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Himself may delegate this right to other people. For example, we need to obey our parents. But this is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they ask us to disobey Allah, they don't have such a right. Oh, we need to obey the Prophet. But this is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who has the right to be obeyed is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can force us to obey him or her, because we are created free. So Tawheed is very important principle, and this is a very quick and fast, like a shortcut to sort all other problems. Otherwise, as I said, we need to sort out every moral problem separately, and this takes lots of time. And in the end, your spirituality may not be that much deep, because you may superficially solve problems, but then inside, deep inside, something may have remained. Okay, after reaching this state, we enter into a journey. This is the fourth stage. You remember I mentioned three stages: acquiring proper beliefs, and then performing our obligation. Third, removing bad qualities and acquiring good qualities. Now the fourth. The fourth is to go ahead on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a, you know, something which is sorted out in one day or one night. This is a journey, this is a process which needs to be continued. You can never say that I want to finish this and then start other things. As long as we are living, this process needs to be continued. Ya ayyuhan nas, sorry, ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all human beings. O human being, you struggle, you make effort, you strive till you reach and meet your Lord. So until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this continues. It never stops. Even if you are 80 years old, still you need to be careful. If you are 90 years old, still you need to be careful and not to lose any opportunity to strengthen your relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, if you, especially the youths, from now try to become committed to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then later it will become very easy. It's not a burden. You will enjoy the path. And it will be very unlikely that someone who has spent all his life, especially the beginning, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will go astray. It's very unlikely, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us good, you know, news. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Those who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with firm belief, Allah will protect them and maintain them. So this is important. Although we are always to be worried, but on the other hand, for the people who have really piety and firm faith, it's very unlikely that they make big mistakes. Allah will protect them. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Those who have piety, those who have taqwa, when a group of Satan come and touch them, they become alert, they become aware, and then they see. And this is very interesting. For muttaqeen, the people who are pious, Satan come and touch them. For the people who are not pious, Satans are with them, living with them and attached to them. But these are coming and going. They cannot settle with them. So, if we are careful, inshallah, there is this hope that Allah will protect us and will keep us on the right path. But anyway, no one, even the prophets, even the saints, imams, no one was feeling safe from plans of shaitan or plans of their soul. Until the last moment of their life, they need to be careful. And we are the same. We need to be careful. So this is a journey, this is a process which goes on and on. And the end is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is liqa'ullah. This is a very important concept which is taken from the Quran itself. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعْبَادَةَ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Of course, it is true that all human beings will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here we are talking a special kind of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while He is angry with you. He is not satisfied with you. But you can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that He is pleased with you. And this is what we mean. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعْبَادَةَ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever has this hope and this faith and certainty that he will meet his Lord must make good deeds and must not associate any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here is where Muslim mystics have mentioned many stages for this journey. Some people have mentioned 50, some people have mentioned more, even some people have mentioned hundreds of small stages. Yes. Yeah. And to understand what should we do stage by stage, we need more, you know, discussions, and we need to read more. But the basic things, the general things are what I told you, that you need to have proper beliefs, and you need to have proper practice, and then look after your own qualities. The question which was raised is, what is the meaning of mystic? Of course, we use in Arabic and Farsi the term arif. And arif means someone who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in a special way. You know, there are two different kinds of knowing someone. Sometimes I tell you, for example, that there is a person who has done this and that, he lives in such a city, he's, for example, so many, you know, years old. So you know that person, okay? But you never have met him. Your knowledge of that person is through concepts, which are universal, okay? You know that, for example, there is a scholar living in Mashhad, he has done this and that. This is one kind of knowledge. But sometimes you know that person closely. You have met him, you have talked to him, you have lived with him as a friend or as a student, as a teacher, in whatever, you know, capacity. Knowing that person is different. Most of people, they know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through universal concepts. They know that there is a creator. There is a Lord of all beings. There is necessary being. There is the first mover. Different concept. But the knowledge about God is very general, very universal. But Arif is the one who feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in person, and he has encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when we are in danger, sometimes we have this experience, but for a short time. When you are in a very, very difficult situation, for example, if you are in plane and the plane is, you know, suffering from some technical problems, and then they say that we are going to have crash. So at that time, many people would feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would feel that there is only one being that can save them. But this, unfortunately, is very, short, for a short period, and transient, and goes away. If they say that, alhamdulillah, the problem is finished, then we forget that. And then we start reading newspaper or whatever else. But Arif is the one who always has this relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he always feels that he is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close and intimate. Of course, some mystics, some Arifs, they say that in the end you reach a state in which you will no longer feel yourself, and you will be somehow merged into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what they call fana. But whether this is necessarily the case or not, we don't know, because more than, you know, our level. But at least we talk about what Quran says, that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this liqa'ullah is very important, and we should prepare for this liqa'ullah. Okay. So this process goes on and on. What I would like to emphasize as my last point today is that we need patience. This cannot be achieved without patience, without sabr. If you think that this is something that you can sort it out in few hours and then go and play, no, this is not possible. If you feel that you have made some efforts but you have not achieved anything, and now you want to get disappointed or despaired, no. This is not the way. This is a very valuable and sacred struggle, and every moment of it by itself is valuable. Don't wait just for the end and say, before achieving the end, I have not achieved anything. Sometimes, you know, when we travel with my children, you know, they say, you know, when we reach, they always, you know, want to reach the destination. But I tell them, why you don't enjoy the journey itself? As long as you have a destination and you are committed to reach that destination, so any part of this journey is interesting. And any part helps you to reach the destination, or at least get closer to that. So don't feel despaired or disappointed and say, why I have not reached, why, you know, still I am not a good person. What is important is that you are committed to follow this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناهم ماء غدقا. If they have remained, if they remain on the right path with patience, we would have certainly given them ماء غدقا, plenty of water, abundant water, which refers to spiritual gifts, to knowledge and all other spiritual gifts. You need to be patient and you need to have istiqamah. Istiqamah means not to deviate. Remain on the right path. Sometimes I mention this story about Akhund Mullah Hussein Qulli Hamadani. He was the spiritual master of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Qazi Tabatabai, which we talked about, who was the spiritual master of Allama Tabatabai. This Akhund Mullah Hussein Qulli Hamadani used to live in Najaf for a study, because you know, in the past many people from Iran and other countries, they moved to Najaf for a study, because Qom at that time was not very popular, about one generation ago, two generations ago. So he was studying in Najaf, and he was very sad that why he don't feel any closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why he doesn't feel any change. Once he saw that there is a bird, and this small bird wants to eat from a piece of very dry bread, which was very hard, very difficult, you know, to take anything from that. And he looked at this bird that for tens of times that bird, you know, tried to take something, and finally, by, you know, beating, he could get something. Then he was inspired that I should not be less than this bird. This bird never gave up. The bird didn't say, okay, I tried 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 10 times, so now I should give up. The bird continued till could get something. And he was inspired by this, and he was determined to follow this journey, and then he himself became a spiritual master. And he trained many great personalities. So we should never give up, and we should never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love us or does not care about us. No, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares for everyone. And one of the mysteries of this world is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats every servant of Him as if He has only that servant. You know, like parents. Parents, normally, maybe some parents are not like this, but normally parents love every children as if they have only that child. It's not that, for example, your love for your child becomes half when you have 2 children, and then becomes 1/3 when you have 3 children. You love them in a very independent way. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, of course, difficult to understand how He is and how is His relation to us, but the care that He has, the love that He has for every servant of Him is as if He has only that servant. And if you look at your life, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never ignored you or disregarded you. But what about us? We treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we have thousands of other lords. while we have only one. But we are so much relaxed and, you know, careless, that maybe in 24 hours, we only think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few minutes, maybe. And the rest we are busy with other lords that we have imagined for ourselves. So Allah has infinite care and love for us, and He has created all worlds and everything in this world for our perfection. Everything is ready. It's just how much determination we have. This is what we need. And what is important is not what you actually feel. No, it's not that much important. What is more important is only your efforts. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Efforts are more important than achievements. Sometimes two people with the same achievement, one of them is better than the other because he has done more efforts. Suppose two people both have memorized one chapter of the Quran, the same chapter, but one of them had very good memory, it took him just 1 hour, the other had bad memory, it took him 5 hours. Which one is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who has done more efforts. Someone lives in a bad society, in a corrupt society, but still he remains faithful. Someone is in a religious society. The achievement may be the same, but the reward would be much different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers the efforts, how much efforts you have made, not just what you have achieved. So inshallah, hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's endless support for the people who want to reach Him, and hoping that inshallah we will have the support of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam, because one of the main tasks of Imam al-Zaman is to support the people who want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spiritual support. So inshallah, with the support of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam, inshallah we will be able to follow this journey and inshallah leave this world while Allah is pleased with us. This is the best thing that we can, you know, achieve. To know that Allah is pleased with you. This is enough for everything. Thank you very much for your attention during these sessions that we have had. And inshallah, we should pray for each other so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, looks mercifully to all of us. Praying for each other is very important.